Glory to Jesus Christ. How wonderful part of gospel we heard today. What we heard was a report about two men who suffered, who were slaves of demons. Their humanity, their being was afflicted by who knows what caused that, but the result was that they were not free. They didn't even act as human beings. And those two poor people encountered Jesus. And the result was that they became free. We can see, we could see how powerful our God is. And we could see what is his mission to make us free, to make us whole, to free us from things which damage our being. And we know that this is God's power. How many of us can tell stories about people who were in bad shape, and when they met Christ, they changed. They were totally changed through God's grace. We can see these wonderful miracles which happen in the life of people when they meet Christ. I think that we probably cannot compare ourselves to that state of those two poor people who live in tombs. But if we allow truth, and we are looking for truth, and if we really look to our heart, how many things we find in our hearts that we are ashamed of? How many times we see ourselves in true light and we see our weaknesses? We see where we are. We know where we want to go, but we see that I am not there because I am weak. I don't have power to be there. And somehow we feel and we understand through mind that yes, Christ has power to free me. And we ask for this freedom from this sanctification. But what happened with that gospel next? It was so huge miracle that whole town came to see those two men who became whole, who were healed, who made free. It was amazing for those people to see this healed man, and they recognized Christ's power. And many of those people probably thought, oh my, this is probably my chance. Maybe if I go to him, maybe I will be free of my weakness, of my problems, of my demons I have in my life. How many people probably thought about this? But they didn't approach him. Because they started to think there is a price which it is needed to be paid. They saw that these two men were free. They became free. but they saw damage which was done on their spines. And they said, well, if we approach Christ and we ask him to make us free, to heal us, what are we going to pay for that? And they make this calculation in their minds. And they put on one side of scale this goal to be free and healed and whole. On the other side of scale, they put something what they didn't want to lose. And the result of this calculation was that they asked Jesus to leave, and he left. And this is something what is not happened there. It's something what happens in our hearts all time, every day. When God's grace touches us, when we pray, when we meditate, when we just try to come closer to God, and when we see ourselves in true light and we see all our weaknesses, those demons which make us slaves, and we know that. And we know that God can make us free. But we make this calculation. What I have to pay? What I have to pay for that? And it is amazing that we know. That we know that if I want to come closer to God and I know that God is going to heal me, to make me whole, I know that I have to pay for that. I'm saying pay for that. Yes. Because if I want to be healed, I will want to come towards him, to touch him, to be with him. May he can heal me. But I know, okay, that what does it mean? Well, do I need to give up something? For sure. For sure. I cannot come to Christ and the same way to keep that way of life which keeps me not free. If I want to ask him to free me, we know what we are supposed to do. We know that, yes, we should pray. Yes, we should receive communion. Yes, we should come and worship. Yes, we should and receive his body and his blood, which gives us eternal life. But we then put on scale. Okay, I have free time. Oh, there's a liturgy in the church. I can go and to receive bread of life. Or I can stay home and watch a show. Or I can go and to have fun with my friends. And usually many times we say, leave Christ. Leave, and he leaves. The moment of grace is gone at the moment. How many times we made this calculation? How many times we just ask Christ to leave our lives because we just don't want to make sacrifice. We just want to keep what we have. Even for the price that we stay with our demons, we as slaves. And be honest, what I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about this fight which is in my heart. And true is, an experienced church of church says, this is fight which is in soul of each person. Each of us in some way have this fight in heart. And this gospel today, church gives us, and you know, the funniest part is not funny, the interesting fact is that this gospel is there twice per year. And if Pascha comes very early, so three times per year, we can hear this gospel. It's rare. Three Sundays or two Sundays for sure, we hear this gospel per year. How important church gives to this message to us. Because church wants us to realize that we can make choice and to say to God's grace which touches us, leave me because I don't want to change. And this is a problem because then we live miserable lives. We think that without the sacrifice we will be happy, that maybe our life will be easier, that maybe we will reach our dreams. But true is that more and more pain will come to our life. We will become more and more slaves of these demons, more and more. This is the law of spiritual life. And we can ignore it, but by ignoring this, it will not happen better. I think that this is very good gospel for this day, especially when we celebrate Father's Day. I think that it's very good gospel for as a message for all our fathers. Because if we want or not, it's God's plan for us fathers to be those priests in our families. Those who walk in front of family, showing the way. It is God's will for us to be like the Abraham who led his family out of that home towards new land. It's our role to be like this Moses who led chosen nation from this state of being slaves to promised land. It's our role to be in our families those who really bring those sacrifices and making good decisions in responding to God's grace. Because we know that those who God gave us will follow us. And we are those who should give the direction. So I would like to wish you not only what we say, Happy Father's Day. Well, this is empty words. Those are empty words. Happy Father's Day. So it means that I should be happy today. We should wish each other be strong in your faith because your father is very important. Be ready to suffer. Be ready to sacrifice. Be ready to keep this cross because you have a huge responsibility for those who God gave you. Don't make compromises. Be strong in faith and show way to those who God gave you how to go out from slavery to freedom of God's children. Be strong. Because this is the way to happiness. real happiness. It's one thing to wish Happy Father's Day, but how father can be happy if those who God gave him are not going towards God? This is not the way to happiness. Yes, we use Happy Father's Day. And I would like to encourage you, fathers, when you hear this, be aware of your responsibility in front of God. And I would ask you, you who will wish this, so may this Happy Father's Day, may it is your short prayer, may God give that person grace to really make good decision, to choose Christ, to really be willing to pay for freedom, to really to be able to accept this lost which can come in our life, because through this we are gaining something more. So I wish you may. We all have ability today through meeting with Christ in Eucharist. May we are able to accept this grace to make good decisions, to make these risks, to be willing to even to lose something. May we be able to be free, but through God's grace, healed by through God's grace, and become whole through God's grace. Amen.